You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, welcome back. Good little Monday show. It is your Sports Bros. I'm Isaac.
Sodden.
Back in the saddle, and Big Sook's right over there.
Sodden.
Right here. Ryan Buckley has left the program for good.
It makes me sad.
He's moved on to the other side of the tracks.
The exciting TV. World of TV production.
Yep. He's over at the CW now. Rest in peace. In for him, temporarily, or perhaps permanently.
We'll see.
It's Schultzy, everybody. And who doesn't love Schultzy? Also,
I only love the headband version of Schultzy. Now when I see him sans headband, it just doesn't seem, it doesn't seem right. It's like seeing Buck without a hat.
Huge Mariner fan, Schultzy. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have him in during one of the more critical times of his adult life.
Yeah. Appreciate you. I love because, you guys too. It really is. It's big, big stuff.
Well, here. Yeah. You're 36, you said?
36, yeah.
So you were, what, freaking 11?
Yep, 11 years old, 12 years old last time they won the division. Got a job open here. I mean, yeah, like I could watch a World Series. Like my career could be taken off. Hopefully. It's just, you know. And I really want it. I'm like Dwight Schrute on the Coles outside.
Oh,
of the
you're
beach.
Talking about our gig here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, dear. Being like, give me the job. Give me the
no
job.
One should ever strive.
You shouldn't want this
no.
job.
No, I should.
Trust
I
me.
Should. Trust me.
No, okay. There don't.
I love you guys.
Well, anyway. We love you too, Schultzy. It's nice to have Schultzy along, and he'll be filling in for Buckley until we find somebody worse than Buckley to take over. So
the bar
kind of how things go.
The bar is set awful low.
Coming up tonight in the club, we will discuss. A lot of people are anticipating our commentary on the Mark Sanchez affairs.
Dude, actually. That story is nuts.
I thought of you guys
bananas.
When I read that over the weekend.
Yeah, it's not often that you read a headline where someone has been stabbed and arrested.
Did you see Dan, is it Dokic, the old the basketball guy? That's
yeah,
now,
he's from Indy.
Yeah, he's from Indy. Oh my God.
What did he say?
Well, like he God went on this, well, because you're right now, it happened in Indianapolis. So anytime something happens in a city, that it's because of the
yeah.
left-wing radicals.
Right.
And he put
and
out
you can't
this,
even go downtown anymore. It's war-torn.
Dude had this awful...
Oh, no, wait. It was just drunk-ass Mark Sanchez.
Had this awful tweet about when are we going to do something about this blasting into the indie, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Mark Sanchez is an animal.
Turned out... Have you seen the photo of the guy he assaulted?
Yeah, we'll get to all that. That's Yikes. Coming up at 6 o'clock. Perhaps we'll even have a little more on Chili Skillet Queso. We're all very mad here.
Yeah.
Today is the last day.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Well, I've already experienced this in a foreign country, no doubt. It's heartbreaking when you are drunk and you go into a Chili's and have to be told that there is no skillet queso dip. Mm. It's like losing a family member at that point. I'm telling you, it is a heartbreaking scene.
I kind of like what you did there. Maybe the Skilly Casey?
The Skilly Casey.
Huh?
Yeah.
A little ring to it.
They need like a sign out front that warns you. that there's no queso dip.
Skilly Casey.
You can't just invite someone in and then be like, oh, by the way, no queso dip.
Chili's needs to start paying you guys. I am hungry. Like, I am craving specifically Chili's baby back ribs.
Yeah,
just
Chili's.
Come on.
Come on.
No, send us the check.
I will tell you, the Chili's in Mexico City still does have the baby back ribs, but no queso.
Oh, gross.
You don't like ribs?
No, I don't. I don't think I would order baby back ribs at Chili's. No, but I tell you what, I would order a skilly Casey.
A skilly Casey.
That stuff is so good.
Hell yeah!
Actually, guys, if you want the local version, Brick's Tavern has a really nice.
Yeah, they have a nice one.
Yeah, it's like a pork and cheese. Yeah,
it's like a pulled pork queso thing.
It's perfect.
Yeah, the Brick's right. Chips.
Ah, did you see last night? They called it as it is an isthmus, but the isthmus of Seattle.
Yeah.
Did you hear them talking about that?
Yes, because that you had the Sounders playing the Timbers on. Well, this is Saturday.
It's an isthmus.
Isthmus.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
No, I've heard that referred.
Well, Seattle. A lot of people don't know this about Seattle. It is an isthmus. It is a strip of land between two bodies of water. So you've got the.
But it's not a peninsula.
No, it's an isthmus.
Isthmus.
Yeah. Because an isthmus or a peninsula is three sides.
Yeah.
You would have just water. This is an isthmus, which it made me so happy. Whoever was on the broadcast last night, I think it was the Mariners, it might have been the Seahawks, but I think it was the Mariners. They were talking about it. And it is indeed an isthmus because you've got the lake on one side and you've got the sound on the other.
Yes.
So it makes Seattle an isthmus. And I just can't. Do I have a bet with someone how many times I was going to say isthmus on the radio program today? Maybe.
This is like a Wakamatsu thing.
I just love. That they acknowledge that Seattle is indeed on an isthmus.
Yes.
And it was a big day up on the isthmus.
They kept saying that, and I knew it referred to the land. I did not know what exactly the isthmus was. But it is a narrow strip of land connecting two larger land masses and is bordered by water on two sides. The official definition.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Yes. But this whole weekend, so you had, because on Saturday, you had Mariners, Sounders, playing the Portland Timbers.
Mariners, Sounders?
Well, you had the Mariners playing and the Sounders were playing.
Why are we trying to corkscrew the Sounders in there?
Well, the Sounders, I mean, it was going on at the same time. So when the Mariners.
It was already scheduled.
Yeah, it was like, it was next door to each other. And then Sunday, you had the Mariners and the Seahawks. And if you were smart on some of those, you could double dip.
Yeah. One fan host did.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know
that. Yeah, Luke did it, right?
Luke Anderson.
Yeah.
Of Midday fame.
Yeah.
He did both the football game and the baseball game yesterday.
Yeah, when I was listening to I was catching some of the Mariner game, they were mentioning the Sounders-Timbers game, and whoever was doing color could care less. He was like, fireworks? What is like? Is that game over? And they're like, no, it's just starting. I think they do that.
Was anybody at the game, the soccer game?
I mean, I know
they're very important up there.
I heard the attendance was, people were... it was falling by the wayside compared to the
right.
other games.
So you don't, they have a very good fan base up there for all their sports, but when all three sports play at the same time,
yeah,
you know, it's not.
No.
You know,
no.
I don't even know why we need to bring the Sounders into this, quite
well,
frankly.
Well, you said it was a big weekend on the isthmus, and I'm adding
No, I said it was a big sports day on the isthmus.
No, it was a big
yesterday.
Sports weekend.
I don't care about the Sounders.
It was a sport. Okay? The Mariners played on Saturday, too.
The Mariners and the Seahawks played simultaneously.
Well, regardless
well, not really. Back
of
to
the
back.
Other team playing, Rob, it was 130,000 on Saturday, 150,000
right.
on Sunday.
All right.
Okay? It could have been a Journey concert again, for all they care, man.
That would have been even better.
Luckily, UW was on the road. Otherwise, it would have been an even
trying
bigger
to
day
lose
on the isthmus.
Big sports weekend on the isthmus of Seattle. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Big day for our brethren up north on the Isthmus, where the Seahawks and the Bucks was wildly entertaining.
I thought that was the game of the year so far.
Oh, my God.
The NFL.
What is it about NFL games that when there's absolutely zero defense being played, they instantly become the greatest games ever to watch? Like, that was so fun.
Yeah. It's not necessarily the best ball being played, but I remember, like, that Rams... Who is it? Was it Rams?
Rams Chiefs.
Rams Chiefs. Yeah, it's just there's something fun. Like, 9 touchdowns were scored in the Seahawks game. Like, because it's just it feels like when you got two heavyweights and neither one of them's interested in dodging and they're just throwing haymakers. It's sloppy, but it's fun. And you're right, defense isn't necessarily the most entertaining thing to watch. And there was none being played. Although, you know, it ended up the pick at the end ended up kind of sealing it.
So you had that game. And then the Seattle sports fan had to turn around and bite their nails for 4 hours while the Mariners took on Tarik Skubal and the Tigers, already in an 0-1 hole in the DS.
And that's why I didn't want to play, if I was a Mariner fan, I didn't want to play Detroit. The idea of, like, weird things happen in 5-game series. Like, you get that narrow loss in game one, and now you're staring down Skubal, the best pitcher in baseball. I know you've gotten him twice, but... like, that was absolutely terrifying, and you did nothing against him other than Jorge Polanco hitting 2 solo shots. I mean, that's crazy, because you go down 0-2, and you're cooked. But now, all of a sudden, it's new load life. It's a best of 3, and, you know, it changed everything.
Skubal is clearly no Baker Mayfield.
No, he is not.
Because Baker was great. Although, I will say, as the Seahawks-Bucks game went on, and it was clearly a shootout.
Yeah.
Was there any doubt that that game was going to end on one of those quarterbacks losing it for their team?
No, because
there was no doubt.
No, because both quarterbacks, and Baker has done more to establish himself, but, you know, we're now entering that phase where I hope that people understand that Sam Darnold is a good quarterback, but there is...
But this is the same crap I said about Geno.
Yes.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Look, now I would say
Geno's
this about...
Geno's bad right now. But,
well, he is, but you keep telling me how great freaking Geno Smith is. Look at his numbers, dude. He sucks.
I will not be saying that right now.
The Seahawks had him playing pretty well, and Darnold had a great game in that game.
Yes,
you can't take anything away from Darnold. And by the way, that ball, the interception, hit the guy's helmet.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just saying... two things can be true. Quarterbacks can play really well or even be good, and still you cannot count on them when push comes to shove. You just can't.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold is one of those. Baker Mayfield has always been one of those. And Geno Smith is definitely one of those, which is why I say there was no doubt that coming down the stretch of that game, we're like, one of these quarterbacks is going to make a mistake.
And you're right. It ended up being the game, and
it was Darnold.
And I do like Sam, and I think he's been really nice to Seattle because the run game hasn't been that great. Although I think they found something in the run game. They were using more of that outside zone and they had some success with it. Darnold had one pick that was called back on a very ticky-tacky illegal contact, which I hate when that, when a call is away from where the interception occurs. I'm not a fan of those. It was what Troy Aikman calls an unnecessary penalty. And they had another one coming out of his own end zone where he threw a pick to the D lineman and he just went through his hands. I mean, literally threw it right at him. And if the guy just catches it, it's an interception by a defensive end in an end zone. When's the last time you saw that? And then you had the one where it bounced off the helmet and he ended up being the pick. So as good as Sam has played over the last year and some change, this is ultimately why Minnesota moved on from him. And it's why I'm telling you,
you cannot count on him. I don't care how well he's playing. You cannot count on Sam Darnold. You just can't.
See, I want to push.
And you couldn't with Geno either.
Geno right now is bad. Like it's
well, but Geno for the Seahawks was good, and everybody's trying to tell me how good he was. When push comes to shove, huge game, huge moments, big drives, big plays, you need him, you will not get them.
So I'll say this. With Baker... And I think Baker is head and shoulders better than those other two.
He is separated.
I really like Baker. I think with Darnold and with Geno, you throw Mac Jones in this. Any of those guys that were kind of cast off and now are trying to kind of have the resurgence in the right environment, being asked to do not like Herculean things with a good system around him and a good coach and all of those things, I think you can be successful with these quarterbacks. And they proved it last year in Minnesota where they won 13, I think they won 13 games.
So they did.
Yeah. And we're a game shy. Yeah, I know. And this is what I'm saying. Like there is a world where you can win and you can win a lot of games. And there has been a world, you know, the Brad Johnsons of the world or the Trent Dofers, you can even go on and win a Super Bowl. But yes, you have to build a certain team. You have to build the defensive bully that is built on defense and running the ball. Because if you do rely on Sam Darnold throwing for 340 yards and being asked to put it in his hands to make game-winning drives, yes, you're going to be disappointed because he is not an elite, elite quarterback. I guess I just find in today's world of the NFL, for me, when there are not many good quarterbacks, I find a happy middle ground for the Sam Darnolds and before this year, the Geno Smiths of the world, where if you can't find a Josh Allen and you can't find a Justin Herbert or a Joe Burrow, and God knows everyone's trying to find one and they don't exist, they're unicorns, I do think there's something to making the best out of a Sam Darnold situation. And I give guys like that credit for learning, growing, and still playing good ball. And it sucks that when it happens and that ball hits the helmet and ends up being the interception, instantly we go back to killing Sam Darnold, or, you know, you have a rough year with Geno and now everything good he did is going to get dismissed. But that's just the nature of the beast. He will never probably shake that label of being the early round bust.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Sam Darnold leads Seahawks to the promised land.
No, he won't.
But their defense is supposed to be way better than that, and I know they're banged up on the back end a little bit, but
it was a disappointing
that was effort. Really bad effort by their defense. Yes. And I don't know what it is about Mike McDonald at home, but the Seahawks with him as their coach at home,
it's like 4-7.
They've
right?
been terrible.
It's like 4-7 on the at home and like 9-1 on the road. I don't know what that is. And by the way, this went under the old regime too. Seattle has not been a tough place to play in years. That used to be one of the most hostile environments in the NFL, and it's not. And yeah, I do think that that's a bit wonky. And if you're Seattle, I think it's disappointing that you're 3-2 and the two games that you've lost, you easily could have won. The first one, your offense kind of gacked away, and then that one was a defensive effort. I mean, obviously Sam Darnold's going to get the blame, but your defense just no-showed. I mean, completely in that game. So, and that's
needed one stop.
Yeah, you needed one
and
stop.
And they couldn't do it.
And you couldn't get
brutal.
It. So, but give credit. Tampa got some old linemen back, and no Bucky Irvin. They didn't have Mike Evans.
Do we owe Todd Bowles an apology?
I think a little bit. Tampa's a good team.
He's good.
Yeah, Todd Bowles is good. Todd Bowles,
but he keeps losing his offensive coordinators.
Yes,
and he just keeps
they keep trucking.
Huh.
That's Todd freaking Bowles. And so I think what Seattle honestly is trying to do is they're trying to do what Tampa did with Baker Mayfield. I just think Baker is much better than Sam Darnold. But
well, but they've kind of made him better. Like he hasn't always been this way.
No, but like Baker wasn't a wash. Baker was good in Cleveland and they had the injury, and then he went into no man's land where he went to Carolina. And this is why, again, as good as Baker Mayfield is, there's only like 8 quarterbacks that exist in on an island where I always call them gravitational players. Stuff moves around them. Justin Herbert is a gravitational player. Now, obviously what's happening in with the Chargers right now and their O-line issues and the skilled player guys, like no one's overcoming that. It's just not. Don't get me started on that. Cause I have not been a Herbert apologist. In fact, I think he gets too much slack at times. Justin Herbert is playing his ass off and there is no one around him. Without Justin Herbert, that team is dog ass. But there's only a handful of those guys. And the rest of them have to play in structure and they have to have good support systems. So we get these guys and you're seeing it now. They come into the league and they're thrown to the wolves and it's crappy situations. And now we just deem them as crappy quarterbacks that can't do anything. And I love when we see the Baker Mayfields of the world kind of elevate themselves above that. But as much as I like Baker, Baker can't do, if you put Baker Mayfield with the Raiders or you put him with the Panthers right now, he looks like the Baker from 3 years ago.
Yeah, he looks like Geno.
He looks like Geno.
Geno's a great example.
That's the best example. Geno Smith was an above average quarterback. He wasn't great, but he was solid when he played in good structure. He goes down to the Raiders with the worst offensive line in football, or one of them. No coaching, no scheme whatsoever. And Geno looks like what? He looks like the Geno from the New York Jets. And if we put Geno in a better situation, he wouldn't be great, but he'd be functional and he would be a solid quarterback just like he was in Seattle. And far too often, Mac Jones is another one. We all make fun of Mac Jones, gets in good structure, gets good coaching, and all of a sudden he looks great in the 49ers. And someone is going to give him a shot. And if you put him in a good situation, I'm sure he can do it. But if you put him with dog mess around him.
Another one, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
That's another one. But I think that goes back to Todd Bowles. Like, I think you got to give him a lot of credit. I did not think he had that great of a program down there.
No.
But he does. Yes. And isn't he a defensive guy?
He's a defensive guy.
And his offenses have been stellar.
Which means he is doing a great job of finding coordinators and keeping continuity.
Yeah.
With his quarterback. Because, yes, they have been through now 3 coordinators in I think 4 years since Baker's been there, or 3 years. And they have managed to keep that thing going. And, yes, I give – because making hires – that's the other one. You lose coordinators left and right when you're successful. Can you hire the next guy up and keep it going? And Todd Bowles has done that in Tampa.
And he won the Super Bowl, yeah?
Todd Bowles?
Yeah. Didn't he win with the...
No, Todd Bowles.
Brady?
As a coordinator?
No, wasn't he the head coach when Brady won the...
Oh.
We've been...
I thought that was still Aaron.
We've had this exact same segment, and I can't remember...
Yeah, I feel like I was.
If that was
because Bruce Arians was there, and then no, I think Bruce Arians. I thought Bruce was the head coach.
Oh my God, we've had this exact same convo, and I don't remember.
Let's look.
Everybody's feverishly Googling except for me. I'm just going to leave it up to you guys.
Tom Brady.
Shouldn't take too long.
No, it was not Todd Bowles.
Yeah, he took over in 22.
It was Arians. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the Bowles took over when Arians stepped down.
I was going to say, Todd Bowles, Super Bowl. Is he like the most underrated Super Bowl champion coach ever?
So Bowles' first season was the wild card loss for Brady when it looked really bad. And he's like, I'm done.
Okay. All right. So anyway, big sports day up there yesterday on the Isthmus. And it could have been... You know, it could have been a very underrated Seattle sports day in history. Mm-hmm. Had the Seahawks pulled that out, and then the Mariners get the Julio double and beat Scooble against the Tigers. First home playoff win in 25 years.
I do believe the Sounders beat the Timbers.
Sounders beat the Timbers. Was that yesterday?
That was Saturday. I heard people talking about that. I was outside of the stadium grabbing a drink. I'm like, I don't care. Like, F you, man.
Look at you guys just crapping over soccer.
But anyway, it was a good day. And Schulte, you weren't up there yesterday. Luke was up there. In Seattle.
Trust me, after seeing everybody freaking outside the stadium after the win, I was jealous. That was, it's like, cool. I picked the wrong damn day.
Yeah. Luke went to both games. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
You told me.
Must have cost a pretty penny.
And Luke told me.
I think he snuck in.
I think he was talking about it. He maybe it was his dad. Someone, he was able to weasel. It wasn't that bad.
All right. Oh, boy. We got to get some NFL stuff. Other NFL stuff. Don't we?
Sure.
I mean, we don't have to.
Can we talk about the worst loss I've ever seen in my entire life?
I know what you're talking about.
I'm not kidding. That was the worst loss I've ever seen, and someone should be fired over it.
Well, they're not going to get fired. Well, actually, the running back may get fired.
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like it.
Anyway, he's talking about the Cardinals.
Yes.
Anyway, the Monday night game is underway. Let's get to NFL Week 5 High Five coming up next. But first, Schultz.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I was talking about like quarterbacks and like kind of having second revivals. And someone asked, explain Wentz. He's in the best situation for a QB and still sucks. Well, that's because he does suck.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Were we watching the same game as Carson Wentz drove them down the field and got them the game-winning score against Cleveland?
Carson Wentz is no longer a viable starting NFL quarterback. But
well, he just won an NFL game. That proves our point. That's exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, I think people are already convinced he's the next Geno on this list.
He is not. Carson Wentz. But, again, if you're one of those quarterbacks, go find a team with an offensive-minded guy. Kevin O'Connell should be the patron saint of crappy quarterbacks needing a career resurgence, or Shanahan, or one of these guys. So I'm stopping short. Carson Wentz is just kind of old and washed. There's a difference between Carson Wentz and guys that were good and then just kind of fell off versus ones that come into the league, kind of get dumped on because they play in bad situations and then it kind of all falls apart.
Those are
two different archetypes.
Well, I think the point is that you can't just because O'Connell is good or this Duval homeboy with the Jags is good.
Duval.
Cohen. Just because they're good doesn't mean that anybody can jump in and look good in their system. That's not the point. The point is they can take quarterbacks that are not that great and make them look good. Yeah. My point is you still should not trust them.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes. But I think Bryce Young falls into this, Zach Wilson. They're just not.
Yeah, some guys just aren't very good.
Very good.
Now, Wentz, I mean, Wentz is old. He's an interesting case study because he was an MVP candidate in Philly. So he has...
He's just not the same.
It's in there. He's just, that was so long ago.
Yes. It's been years since he's been, and that's one of those that I don't really understand the fall off. Some of it might be health and injuries. Others, maybe he was propped up by a good system and now he's kind of been exposed. But it just, Wentz just, he has not been the same player and it's been years.
Anyway, I just learned that I'd probably be a really good NFL quarterback and I'm pissed about it.
And why is that?
Well, because we were talking during the break, Patrick Mahomes, so the Monday night game is on.
Yeah.
And it's the Jags and the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody knows you don't blitz Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole thing?
He is quite good, yes.
He'll kill you.
Yeah.
Well, the Jags don't care. They blitz the hell out of him on this third down play. And he was, as he was falling backwards and getting lit up, he just chucked it. Downfield about 30, 40 yards, and freaking he underthrew it so bad
it worked.
And this leads me to believe that I would be a great NFL quarterback.
You would be master of the underthrow.
Because I think the underthrow is one of the most effective throws in football.
Yeah.
If you have a
DB playing man to man and obviously his back is to the quarterback and the receiver can see the underthrow and the DB can't, it is a devastatingly effective.
Just underthrow it.
And even if you don't make the catch, a lot of times the DB runs over the receiver who stops and you get a pass interference call. The problem is that when it's underthrown and it's zone, a lot of times you get a center fielder that comes over and picks it off. But Patrick Mahomes is master of the, why are you throwing, that's a great ball.
Well, if I were out there, I'd be underthrowing everything and it'd probably work out. I'd be great. I miss my calling. Chiefs up 7-0 on the Jags.
Yeah. This is a big one for Jacksonville, who people are kind of jocking the Jags right now.
And
I'm not sold on Trevor Lawrence at all. So well, this is kind of a prove it week for Jacksonville. Can I talk about the worst
loss
I've ever seen in my entire life?
Yeah, I want to talk about it. The Arizona Cardinals
never lost seen anything like it
to the Titans. It was survivor pool carnage.
Yeah.
This past weekend, as the Bills lost last night, the Rams lost on Thursday night, and the Cardinals blew a 21-3 lead or something.
Yeah,
isn't that what it was?
They were going to go up by four scores.
I think it was 21-3.
Was it 21-3 when all hell broke loose?
Now, I just want to point out I wasn't watching that because why would I watch that?
Yes, it was 21-3.
But I did jump over for the last drive. So let's get to that coming up next and other NFL musings from Week 5 when we return on The Fan. Club is coming up next. We're going to talk about Mark Sanchez's drinking problem.
Or else, I mean, is it just booze?
It's a wacky story.
Got something. He's got a problem.
Is it true that, so somebody just texted the Fan text line, we're watching Chiefs-Jags here,
mm-hmm.
and Kelsey, I think, scored the first touchdown?
He did.
Players on the Kansas City sideline were asking him if they can smell his fingers?
Mm.
What?
That I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Boy, I'm not in love with that.
I don't know. She does sing about his penis on the new album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she has a song, I believe it's called Redwood, and clearly it references Travis Kelce's giant hog.
Are you kidding me?
Kelce's crank.
I kid you not.
Kelce's crank.
That's fantastic.
This from Taylor Swift's new album. Forgive me if it sounds cocky.
Oh, no.
He amazmatized me.
Oh, no.
And open my eyes, redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Tay-Tay.
Well, that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Girls.
Schultz's turned on.
Kind of.
I don't need to catch the bouquet to know a hard rock.
Isn't it a bouquet?
Is on the way. She's singing about his giant rock hard penis.
Listen, this I love her, but that's I'm out on all this.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Rob.
I'm out.
His love was the key.
Did we need the redwood?
Red.
God.
Is it one word or is it hyphenated? Red hyphen wood? What are we looking at here?
So stupid.
Forgive me if it sounds cocky. Hey, Travis Wood's doing that Dennis Smith Jr. He's out there slinging that wood. Now, I don't know if the fingers thing is true on the sidelines. I hope not, but yeah. Get yourself up on those Taylor Swift lyrics, boys.
So, Arizona.
Yeah, I need to go. This was the
this
worst.
This is the worst beat.
It is the worst loss I've ever seen. First off, the Tennessee Titans.
They're terrible.
I was going to say, the Jets might be the worst team in the NFL because Tennessee is awful, but I actually like Cam Ward, and so maybe the Jets are the worst team in football. One of the two worst teams in football that have no chance to win games. They are down 21-6, are the Titans, to the Arizona Cardinals. And it could have been so much worse. So it's 21-6, and Arizona is driving. They get down to about the Tennessee 20-ish. Field goal here, and you figure then it's 24-6, and the game's out of reach. Thanks for coming. I don't know if I've ever seen this. As the center is getting ready to snap the ball, neither tackle moves. The right guard stands up and starts pointing at something. Can't figure out what he was doing. The center snaps the ball so violently, apparently Kyler Murray's not paying attention. Hits him in the face. Like, shocks him going backwards. He gets hurt on the play. Somebody hurts his foot, falls down, fumble. Tennessee gets the ball. And you're like, oh my God. But they're still up 21-6. I would then like to point out, three and out, three and out, three and out. So you're like, all right, well, yeah, it was. You looked like a bunch of ass clowns out there, but no big deal. Then Arizona breaks off like a 75-yard touchdown run. I forget the back's name.
I'd never heard of him.
Yeah, well, I mean, their normal guy's hurt. James Conner's hurt. So whoever the backup who's now the starter. So he runs off like a 70-plus yard touchdown. Except he doesn't. Because he pulls the great NFL move, which happens far too often. He drops the ball at the one. As he's crossing the goal line, he's like, eh. Drops the ball. Fumble!
Amari DeMarcado.
Yes.
DeMarcado.
DeMarcado, I think it is.
DeMarcado.
So he drops the ball at the one on a 70-plus yard touchdown, and you're like, well, oh, for God's sakes. So Tennessee gets it, goes 80 yards, scores a touchdown. It's now 21-12. Tennessee has to go for two, right? It's 21-12. You got to go for two to get it to seven. For some reason, they don't because they have no coaching, so they kick the extra point. They miss the extra point. And Tennessee's like, no. You don't get to lose this game. We're going to lose this game. And Arizona's like, to hell we will. So now it's 21-12. Arizona is marching down again. So they're cruising down. And they throw an interception. They throw a pick. And you're like, all right, well, the game's over at this point. No, it's not. They fumble the damn ball. They fumble it, and themselves, they kick it into the end zone.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals intercepted the ball.
Yes.
But the intercepting player fumbled the ball.
Oh, what did I have that back?
It sounded a little confusing. I just wanted to clarify.
No. Yeah, because you can't advance your own fumble as an offensive player. But the defense can do it for you. So they intercept the ball. Game over, right? Just fall down, and it's over. No, they fumble. Not only do they fumble it into the end zone. Tennessee falls on top of it. Touchdown. All of a sudden, it's 21-19, and you're like, all you have to do is get a first down, right, and bleed out the clock. Wrong. Five plays later, we're punting. Tennessee gets the ball, proceeds to go 11 plays, 71 yards, kick a field goal, and you lose. You lose 22-21. If that isn't a game that gets someone fired, I don't know what is. I have never seen a team actively try to lose a game quite like the Arizona Cardinals.
What an idiot.
I mean, the idea, one, you were so inept, stupid. But the idea of a 70-plus yard touchdown dropped at the one, you fumble an interception, and then yourself kick it into the end zone and let the other team fall on it. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, that was new fun ways to lose a football game by the Arizona Cardinals.
Never seen it before.
And it took all of that.
Yes.
Just to even have the chance to win the game.
Yes. Like, Tennessee didn't want to win.
The number of things. No, they never do.
No.
Denver did the same thing to him. They handed it right back to Denver.
Yeah.
That was a one-off. Like, you'll never see anything like that again.
I would give...
Did you see the video of Gannon? Gannon's their coach?
Yeah.
Did you see the video of Gannon They didn't show it on the broadcast, apparently, but it emerged later. Mm-hmm. It's an aerial of him going over and absolutely lighting that running back up.
He looked like Mario Cristobal doing Chris Hudson out.
He was so freaking pissed at that guy.
Well, he should be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think sometimes coaches, you know, you got to be careful doing this because, you know, these are pros, sure. And like you still have to treat them with respect. Yeah. This looked more like a college coach going after some helpless kid who screwed up. But so mad.
Did you see the social response? They're like, "Oh, coach him better. Don't chew him out." Like, no, it's a pro. That is inexcusable. There's two or three things that can get you released from a team. That is one of them.
Donnie Mitchell, by the way, had done it the week either the week before or 2 weeks ago. He did it for the Colts. This happens shockingly more than you think.
I know. And we've talked to Dan Lanning about this, and he said you can't. You can lead a horse to water, but you can only tell them so many times, guys. Make sure you're all the way into the end zone or get all the way to the back of the end zone before you let go of the ball. And guys, inevitably, Lanning's theory is guys are moving. Obviously, they're going pretty fast. Yeah. And so they just think they're further past the line than they are. Yeah. That's a pretty good explanation, but it doesn't.
You should just do the rugby thing.
Excuse
me. In rugby, you have to put the ball on the ground for it. They call it a try. So in rugby, once you cross the line, you have to fall down. They should just treat it like rugby, where you say you have to dive on the ground in the end zone. The other one I've heard too is that sometimes they say the guys look up at the video board because they want to see themselves scoring or they want to see everyone behind, and the video board kind of distorts it. You look up and you're like, "Oh, I scored," because there's no one around, and you drop it. But I mean, still the fumbles, like Arizona is a non-serious team, and Kyler Murray, you know, he ain't it. He just isn't.
No, he said that was the worst loss of his career.
Yes.
Right there. And he's had a lot of them.
We talked about like quarterback play and like the difference between elite quarterbacks and then kind of the also-rans. He's like in his own category because he's got traits of an elite guy, but he doesn't play in rhythm or in context to kind of be a system quarterback. He kind of exists in this own little world where he's not bad enough to be a system guy that you can trust, but he's not good enough to be a franchise guy. And I think it's just no man's land. And if I'm a Cardinal fan, it's just time to hit the reset button. And to me, you're just not. It's not going to work with him as the focal point of your offense. And there's just something down there in the water. Like even Marvin Harrison Jr. that I was told was the greatest prospect, that he's not a good receiver either. He had a couple of nice high points the last couple of weeks, but of all the Ohio State receivers that have come out the last handful of years, Marvin Harrison Jr. is the worst one. Jackson Smith and Jigba, and like a star already. Borderline top 10 receiver. Emeka Abuka, star. Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Scary Terry. Like everyone that goes to Ohio State is a good NFL receiver. And then Marvin Harrison's like, and he's the guy that wouldn't participate in any combine stuff, wouldn't license himself to like the Madden game. And he is the definition of,
well, could that be his team?
He's got bigger issues than like there's. Oh, and by the way, Jacksonville fumbled at the one trying to put the ball over the goal line too.
Now, why do you do that if you're Trevy? Why do you do that?
That's the old quarterback sneak where you jump over and you just try stretch to extend the ball and someone.
I guess it is close. It's
a risky play.
Yeah,
and it got knocked away.
I've seen it work.
Yep.
Hmm. All right.
There's another fumble at the one.
Uh-oh.
What are we?
Well, you know, I think it's really fun to watch teams try to operate on their own one.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very exciting series for me.
And a lot of times people get neutered and they end up costing themselves the game by just three and punt.
But the Chiefs on the first play after taking over just ran one out 40 yards or so. So, you know, Chiefs up 7-0 on the Yags. Okay, let's get to the story of the weekend. And that is Mark Sanchez and the most random sports police blotter in a long time.
Yeah.
Very random.
No one saw this coming.
No.
No one.
Yeah, who could have predicted this?
No. When you hear Mark Sanchez stabbing, immediately it was thoughts and prayers and oh my God, and then like an hour later you're like,
oh. Stabbed and arrested. Like how many times do you see a headline that
That's not good.
Stabbed and arrested.
No, that is
wait,
that,
what? No. Let's get to it. Next on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.